This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Function. Second, they'd say potentially it's a spectacle. Chief Justice Rehnquist wore a robe with gold on it that he made himself based on a Gilbert and Sullivan operetta. It can't be more of a spectacle.
All right, I'm going to give you the last word because of the way we're going to go. Does Donald Trump serve out his full term?
Yeah, I think he wins in 2020.
What?
I think our country is in a very bad situation.
We're in a bad state. All right. Well, that on that frightening note. Unless you like Donald Trump, in which case it's a glorious note. Now Maya and Paul will join us later in the show. Ellie Mastal, Dino Madala, thank you guys very much.
That was AM Joy, one of the panelists on her show. Surprised everybody by saying, "What do you mean is he gonna be impeached? He's gonna get reelected." And they're like, "What? What are you talking about? Shut your mouth." Glad you guys are with me. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about Kevin Jackson and my glorious team. People that have gotten me started in this business. People that keep me going in this business. And I'm going to tell you, I want you to contact us. See, I've been out here. I've been preaching to you guys. I've been saying, look, don't sweat it. If you're an astute observer, you know what's about to happen forget 2020. This guy's jumped ahead. What he did is say, forget 2018, 2020, Trump's reelected, and he's effectively telling you, we're not even going to win the midterms. Well, he didn't say that. I'm the one that's been saying that. 844-551-8255. You want to chime in on this discussion? Because I know I'm right. I want you to understand how many of the left just chuckle it off when a guy like that tries to reveal the truth. I'm actually surprised they didn't tear into him. It must have been because it was at the end of the segment. You heard him say, we're out of time. If it weren't for being at the end of the segment, they would have ripped this dude a new one. Are you kidding? How dare you say that we are going to be, you know, doing this, Donald Trump's going to win. Well, who are you? Don't ever bring him back on the show. They would be upset. But he told the truth. And they chuckled it away. I tell the truth. And you know what you guys do? You go, I don't know, Kevin, man. I hope you're right, Kev. I guess you didn't go to the school of number one. You know, observer. Is there a school for observing? I went. Went every day. Go every day. I observe everything. I'm like, if I was a Chinese, I would have 15 different fighting styles. I'd have the butterfly, you know, and the bumblebee, and a bunch of other stuff. They, you know, they got the crane, the tiger, the praying mantis, stuff like that. The drunk monkey, I'd have it all. I'm observing. And I'm explaining to you what I'm observing. Oh, sure. The left wants to convince me. Kevin, you're wrong, black man. Donald Trump is history. He's a racist. And we're going to get him. We're going to impeach him on his campaign finance reform. Or campaign finance issues. That's how we're going to get him. Well, good luck with that. You keep on keeping on there, you lefties. The guy on MSNBC, on AM Joy, just said, we're not going to beat Donald Trump in 2020. He goes, we're in for a shot. What he says is the country's in a bad way because he even, that statement is wrong on so many levels, but he's saying, look, if you think what we believe is going to win out in 2020, we're in a bad way. Now, sadly, this clown doesn't realize he's in a good way. Happy for him. He should be ecstatic that Donald Trump is president. You better know his folks like it, his kin folks, his friends, everybody around him except that echo chamber of ignorance. And it tried to get him. What are you talking about? Are you serious? And then Joy Reid says, well, you know, that's not bad news unless, maybe it's good news if you're a Trump supporter. Think about her making that statement. Joy Reid has not said anything good about Donald Trump in forever. that was the softest she's ever been. She dismissed it. She doesn't want to discuss it. She doesn't want to accept that reality, but that is the reality. Now, let me tell you why. Because you're out here going, Kevin, you've been saying this for a long time, brother. I feel like I'm listening to show 13,147 of the same thing. Well, maybe so. But let me tell you why. The reason why is because the left have, they've made it too big of a dichotomy. You know what a dichotomy is? Where one side is on the extreme side of the other. Donald Trump, they say, is racist. He's Hitlerian in his racism. And we say Donald Trump is not racist. So what is it? Well, it's in between. I personally don't think he's racist. They say he is. I say they're lying. I say everything Donald Trump does proves they're lying. I talked the other day about 400% more black businesses, growth in black business entrepreneurs year over year under Donald Trump. Who do you give credit for that? Barack Obama? Oh, it's the Obama economy that did it. No, it isn't. It's Donald Trump. So here's what I'm telling you. In every category, he's a womanizer. No, as you learn, he promotes women in bigger numbers than he does men. Bigger numbers than anybody. More female executives than the average Fortune 500 company. That's Donald Trump. He's a racist. He's a Nazi. He's a dictator. He's a mob boss. And what does Donald Trump do? Everything is about the people. It's about you. He's losing money. He donates his salary. He's doing all kinds of things to help charitable, you know, women, blacks, Latinos, you name it. How long do you think they can keep this up? How many times, I'll ask you this, has somebody cried wolf to you and you finally went, okay, I'm done. I'm done. I'm not listening anymore. Be happy, folks. Be glad that Donald Trump is out there saying, creating all this brouhaha, stirring the pot, as it were. And what? How's he stirring the pot? By simply being good. I don't know how your stocks are doing, but I had an amazing day the other day. I don't have a whole lot of money in the market, but man, I got to tell you, over the past few days, I'm going to be honest with you. My stock portfolio went up 38% in the last 2 days. I'm up 57% for the year. That's not chump change, people. And still rising. That's what people are feeling. That's what they're experiencing. Be happy this is happening. Hey, we'll be back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville. Author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs. And it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
IndyCar driver Connor Daly's NASCAR debut this weekend has been sidelined by a racial slur. Lilly Diabetes has pulled a sponsorship of Daly's car in the NASCAR Infinity race at Road America. According to ESPN, Connor Daly himself did not use the racial slur, but his father, racing analyst Derek Daly, recently admitted to using the N-word more than 30 years ago. Lilly says it's dropping its sponsorship because the controversy has become a distraction.
That's right, America. Generational racism is in effect. You guys probably weren't aware of that. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. That's why I'm here. I'm here to educate you on the things that are going to haunt you and your children, your grandchildren, and who knows how long it's going to last. The men in America certainly understand it, because you can go back 4 or 5 decades to look at the Me Too movement, where you said, hey, would you like to go out for a drink sometime? You sexually harassed me. Tried to give me the equivalent of a roofie, which is a drink, right? I'm just giving you, hey, bartender, can I buy the lady a drink? Oh, my God, he's offering her alcohol so she could lose her inhibitions and fall asleep, and then they can go do whatever they do, and then he's going to get accused of racism 5 decades later. That's right. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Isn't that what the left is all about? That you can never live down whatever it is your past is? You used to think past is prologue. That, you know what? Okay, I when I was a kid, I did something bad. Oh, no, no, no. It's going to haunt you not only for the rest of your life, but now we've learned, because of Connor Daly, it can haunt you in the life of your children. Holy cow, Paula Deen, I don't know if she has any kids, but their careers are over. Over because of a word. Derek Daly has denied being the original source of a racial slur that led to the retirement of longtime Indianapolis Colt radio voice Bob Lamy last weekend. Several news outlets reported that Daly was a source in the story on Wednesday, and it led to stations severing its ties with Daly, a freelance racing analyst. He's a former CART and Formula One driver and the father of Connor Daly. He admitted to using a racial slur for African Americans, he says. During a radio interview in the early 1980s, he said he had just moved to the United States then, said the term had a different meaning and connotation in Native Ireland. Daly said he was mortified when he learned how the term was used in the United States, has never used it since. Connor Daly, age 26, wasn't even born when his father made the statement. So, here's what we have. We have a father who makes a statement that he says is out of context based on where he's from. For example, if you say Kaffir in the United States, that is a derogatory term for blacks in South Africa. Hearing it on the radio here, my children, if they were to go to South Africa, can never work because I use the term here that we don't have any, there's no basis of, oh my gosh, he called me a Kaffir. In fact, you could go all day long and say, man, cops, he messing with these Kaffirs. And people wouldn't say a word, but don't replace it with the N-word or else you have generational, you know, legacy. Generational racism, if you will, throughout the rest of your life. I want you to consider that. I want you to consider the powerful nature of a word that black folks use every single day, multiple times a day, refer to each other in that word, and you dare not say it, or generationally, your kids can be hurt. Connor Daly has done nothing here. He races a car fast. And this diabetes group said, you know what, we want to be your sponsor. And then suddenly, they now want to take away. Think about what you can have taken away from you. I want you to consider this not for yourselves, because your lives are over. You got a few years left. You can ride out the wave. Blue wave, red wave, independent wave, whatever color wave, you can ride it out. Can your children ride out this wave? Can your sons ride out the Me Too wave? Or is it going to be on their a foot on their neck for the rest of their lives, no matter who they date? And for the record, you could be accused. Look at Keith Ellison. I don't know whether this guy is a wife beater, abuser, or whatever. But hey, decades of, you know, later, or at least a few years later in his case, somebody comes along and says, he used to beat me. I have a video. Well, where's the video? I don't want to play it. I'm not protecting Keith Ellison. I'm glad he's got his butt in the pickle, because it's the leftists who are trapping the leftists on this. But where does it end? Wow. So I want everyone to know, I deeply regret and sincerely apologize for what I said more than three decades ago. Where did this even come up? In what context? Who's looking for this? Who says, you know, let's go back three decades, listen to an old radio show, hear what Daly said, and then let's bring it up and make it, let's penalize his son over it. Who does this? So you may be saying, Kevin, what's the big deal? Okay, we get it. Well, it is a big deal. Number one, that you can have generational racism. I think that's a big deal. I don't think it's a big deal. I think it's a huge deal. I think it's as big as somebody going back 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years and saying,
Oh, he took advantage of me when he was a big star and I wanted to be, I would do anything to get with him, but he took advantage of me. I don't buy it. I think it's nonsense. It's women trying to, the feminists, not the conservative women. Don't believe me, ladies. I know how you are. You get it. But these leftist women don't give a crap. But I'll tell you this. I think that's number one, and I think it's huge. Because it penalizes men on the first one. And in the second one, it penalizes any non-black who dare say the N-word under any circumstances. Papa John says it in the context of Kentucky Fried Chicken founder Colonel Sanders saying it, and he loses everything. Paula Deen got to go to racial rehabilitation camp, and on and on and on. You know the stories, but black folks can say it all they want. It's a black folks' word. I can say it right now, and nobody, if anybody gave me flack, I would be like, you shut up, I'm black. I can say this word in any context that I choose. FCC technically can't even touch me. What a powerful thing to be able to hold over your head. But let me tell you what the other number two thing that's a big deal about this. They want to go after this dude for NASCAR. See, NASCAR is one of those white boy, you know, that middle America white boy thing. That's what that's about. They can't. They got to be able to associate those country boys that follow NASCAR. They got to be able to associate them with racism. Just like they did Charlottesville. You know, the leader of Charlottesville, Jason Kessler, I've spoken to him. He is a dyed-in-the-wool former Democrat that used to work for Barack Obama's campaign, and they want to paint him as a right-wing white nationalist and throw him over to us. You think the media will tell you the truth about that? Of course not. This is about NASCAR and its generational racism.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product. Risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump took to Twitter to announce that White House counsel Don McGahn will be leaving this fall. The tweet read in part, White House counsel Don McGahn will be leaving his position this fall shortly after the confirmation, hopefully, of Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court. I have worked with Don for a long time and truly appreciate his service. Today at the White House, President Trump was again asked about Google.
Well, I think that Google and Facebook and Twitter, I think they treat conservatives and Republicans very unfairly. I could tell you that I have personal experience. I have a lot of people on the various platforms. And all of a sudden you lose people and you say, where did they go? They've taken off.
Today is the first day of five memorials honoring the late Senator John McCain. McCain will lie in state at the Arizona Capitol in Phoenix. A private ceremony was held earlier today as well. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can we talk about Trey for a little bit? Because I think it's worth having a discussion about Trey. You guys know my take. We've got an $800 billion trade deficit, and people keep talking about, he's going to put us in a trade war. I think it's so ridiculous that we can be losing that much money and people not understand that we're in war. But that just shows you the lunacy of the left. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. Lunacy. You're losing $800 billion a year, something that would make you the 19th largest country in the world just if you stood on its own, larger than Saudi Arabia, and yet nobody wants to address it. And when Trump says, I'm going to address it, people, oh, he's crazy. The trade. I can't believe he's going to go it alone. Here's what he wants to do. I want to play President Trump's announcement on the trade deal with Mexico. Then I'm going to blow your mind about the trade, what was said by others, particularly Obama, on the very same trade deal. But here's where, let's just start with President Trump talking about the trade deal, and we'll go a little bit into more detail.
At the beginning, many people thought that was something that just couldn't happen because of all of the different factions, all of the different sides, and the complexity. And we made it much simpler, much better for both countries. Canada will start negotiations shortly. I'll be calling the Prime Minister very soon, and we'll start negotiation. And if they'd like to negotiate fairly, we'll do that. You know, they have tariffs of almost 300% on some of our dairy products, so we can't have that. We're not going to stand for that. I think with Canada, frankly, the easiest thing we can do is to tariff their cars coming in. It's a tremendous amount of money, and it's a very simple negotiation. It could end in one day, and we take in a lot of money the following day. But I think we'll give them a chance to probably have a separate deal. We could have a separate deal, or we could put it into this deal. I like to call this deal the United States-Mexico Trade Agreement. I think it's an elegant name. I think NAFTA has a lot of bad connotations for the United States because it was a ripoff. There was a deal that was a horrible deal for our country. And I think it's got a lot of bad connotations to a lot of people. And so we will probably, you and I will agree to the name. We will see whether or not we decide to put up a Canada or just do a separate deal with Canada if they want to make the deal. The simplest deal is more or less already made. It'll be very easy to do and execute. But I will tell you that working with you has been a pleasure. Speaking with and working with President-elect Lopez Obrador has been absolutely a very, very special time. You both came together for your country. You worked together. I think that's important for the media to know. We have a small amount of media in our presence, like everybody. And the media should know that the president and the president-elect worked very closely together.
Donald Trump was attacked on trade. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Before I get into Mexico, let me just read you this. Even as China's trade surplus narrowed overall in the first 3 months of the year, its surplus with the U.S. surged, and it was 19.4% from a year earlier. It was buying more from other countries, blah, blah, blah. This is a report that came out a while back. But now, if you look at the report of the trade and what's going on with the United States and China and other countries, it's now the pendulum is swinging back our direction. I've already talked about it almost ad nauseum. But the EU has come back to the table to say, we want to negotiate with you. Nobody said it was going to happen. They predicted that Donald Trump, we were going to end up in a trade war where nobody wanted to do business with us. That is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. A country that is a quarter of the economy of the world, and you think people don't want to do business with us? We buy everything from everybody. It's just a matter of time for somebody to wrap their arms around this and say, let's fix it. China, back on the table. Let's talk. Because they have no choice. Donald Trump says, we'll play all these games with you. You don't want to buy our soybeans? What did he do? He did exactly what I told you he would do. He says, soybean farmers, don't worry. We'll subsidize you. We'll buy the soybeans. We'll ship them to other markets. We will figure out what to do. Think about it this way. So let's say that you make $1 billion a year in soybeans that China takes and they don't want to take them anymore. So the United States says, okay, I'll tell you what, we'll buy those soybeans for $800 million. Or we'll pay the $1 billion you're going to lose in China. Let's just make it simple. We'll go ahead and eat it, okay? And then the U.S. says, the government says, we'll find a market for soybeans. And let's say they undercut somebody else in soybeans and they do it for $500 million. So we lose $500 million. Big deal. Now we're buying American. We're getting part of it back by shipping it, you know, having somebody else pay for it. And we subsidize. Now, I'm not telling you that's the ideal situation. What I'm telling you is it's sustainable because if we lose that $500 million in theoretical trade with China, it becomes a loss. It's a rounding error in the scheme of things because we have an $800 billion deficit. So if we take all $800 billion and we subsidize everything to the tune of $800 billion, and then Donald Trump says, okay, now there's a fire sale in America. We're going to sell everything that we bought from our own people at half the price. We'd have a $400 billion back into the economy, and we'd have a booming economy right here in America. So in other words, we could practically give our goods away and still save $400 billion a year. That's how bad our trade was. It's a terrible way to make it an analogy, but I think you get what I'm saying. But here's some other things you can think about. This was a report that was in Kiplinger and says, ironically, the one-month deficit on trade during March shrank dramatically, 15.2%. This was in March of this year. The biggest decline in 2 years. Exports to the rest of the world were up 2% to a record monthly value of roughly $209 billion, while imports dipped by 1.8%. This came after a six-month run of climbing deficits. And this was overseas sale of commercial aircraft. Those are big dollar sales that tend to come in batches and they distort the monthly figures. But those sales also support the manufacturing sector's exports. So the March deficit with China declined 11.6%. But it's still far from the greatest shortfall. But I'm just telling you that what you're looking at is Donald Trump's actions. And in the month of March, we reduced the amount of dollars that we ship into the country, and we dramatically increased what we shipped out, and nobody wants to say a word about it. But now, before I run out of time, I want to play Barack Obama talking about NAFTA, talking about trade with both Mexico and China, and I want you to just hear what this man has to say. It's a montage of different times Barack Obama said what he said. And if you can't hear his coaching, that's one thing. But just check this out. It'll blow your mind.
as we continue. Scrap NAFTA, Senator, fix it.
I would immediately call the President of Mexico, the President of Canada, to try to amend NAFTA, because I think that we can get labor agreements in that agreement right now. And it should reflect the basic principle that our trade agreements should not just be good for Wall Street, it should also be good for Main Street. And the problem that we've had is that we've had corporate lobbyists oftentimes involved in negotiating these trade agreements, but the AFL-CIO hasn't been involved. Ordinary working people have not been involved. And we've got to make sure that our agreements are good for everybody, because globalization right now is creating winners and losers. But the problem is, it's the same winners and the same losers each and every time.
Senator Obama, was NAFTA a mistake?
Well, first of all, I hope Chris is clear. I haven't changed positions on Peru. I am intending to. I am for it, and I plan to vote for it, because it is a small country. This is a trade agreement that has the labor agreements and the environmental agreements that we've been fighting for in it, and I think it's the right thing to do. I am opposed to CAFTA. I've been opposed to South Korea.
Senator Obama, what do you think about that?
Well, there's no doubt that NAFTA needs to be amended. And I've already said that I would contact the President of Mexico and the Prime Minister of Canada to make sure that the labor and environmental agreements are actually enforceable in the same way that patent protections and other things that are important to corporate America are enforceable.
Point number two on trade. John is exactly right that you travel around South Carolina and you see the textile mills that John's father worked in closed all over the region. And it is absolutely true that NAFTA was a mistake. I know that Hillary on occasion has said that this was just last year, said this was a boon to the economy. I think it has been devastating because our trade agreements did not have labor standards and environmental standards that would assure that workers in the U.S. were getting a square deal. And it is absolutely critical for us to understand that NAFTA was an enormous problem. The permanent trade relations with China, without some of the enforcement mechanisms that were in there, that you voted for, was also a significant problem. And we've got to all move forward as Democrats to make sure that we've got trade deals that work for working people and not just for corporate profits.
Shocking, right? You know what's most shocking? That Barack Obama talked all that talk about NAFTA, and he did absolutely nothing. He put us in trade deals that hinder American ingenuity and American business.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories, absolutely free, to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I think the most ridiculous racist thing you'll hear, though, sometimes white people will say this. They'll be like, well, I don't go to the movies with black people. They're loud. They can't control themselves. And when I hear that, I'm like, okay, now you know how they feel when they're in a bar full of white people and Sweet Caroline comes on. Or Moni Moni. Or any of the other songs that white people scream extra lyrics that were never on the song to begin with. Go on the night. Go on YouTube. Type in Neil Diamond interview. Watch them all. At no point will Neil look in the camera and go, even though I hired a professional horn section for Sweet Caroline, the song would sound better if every drunk white woman from your work went, bah, bah, bah.
Yeah. Good times never felt so good. You ready? So good. So good. Banana sweet Caroline. Oh, man. Me and my white friends. We can have some fun. Y'all are amazing. Glad you guys are back. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. Racism. It is never out of the lexicon of the left. Never. It never has been, and it never will be. The only way you can fight racism in this country is when you ignore it. Ignore it. You understand? Pay it no attention. That is what you have to do. People are going to, I'm just telling you, if you've got white skin, there are people out there who are going to hate you, who are going to accuse you of things. And let me tell you, the only racism that you don't ignore, you shouldn't ignore, is the racism that comes from the left. Do you know how many people are out there right now and they can say anything they want about white folks and get away with it? Do you know the name Kirsten West Savali? Blue check mark. Here's what she says. There is nothing, this is a tweet, there is nothing to, quote, work out, but there is something to dismantle and destroy. Whiteness. No bargaining, no negotiations. Director of the Me Too movement, board member of At Being Black AS, Guggenheim, reporting fellow at John Jay College, Ebony Magazine Power 100. That's what Kirsten West Savali says it needs to happen to white folks. Let me tell you something. I've been around white people my entire life. Obviously, I'm from the United States. I could not care less about your achievements, and in the sense that, of jealousy. Achieve all the way you want. In fact, show me the way. Show me how to do it, and I'll do it. The most dangerous thing to any of the power structure is letting a kid who has the want to do it see how it's done. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with that. My youngest son says to me, so Dad, here's my plan. You know, if I don't make it into professional baseball, then I'm going to study something. And he doesn't know what. He says, and if that doesn't work out, well, then I'll just run your company. And I go, okay. I'm not going to argue with him. He's certainly going to have witnessed quite a bit of how the company works. So why shouldn't he dream of all the greatness that I've created for him? You get what I'm saying? This is a good thing. He's got baseball, but, you know, if I don't make it, he's a realist. He goes, well, I could not make it. Probably won't. But if he doesn't, I've got my job, whatever I'm going to study for. And I told him, I said, you don't have to worry about that. Whatever you study for, you're going to like, because I'm going to make sure you like it. It ain't going to be one of these, okay, Dad, let me try this out. Just spend $100,000. No, no, no. You're going to try it out and know you like it. We will take all kinds of tests so you know. But then if that doesn't work out for whatever reason and you have the capacity, you're more than welcome to step in and run the company. I got a friend in Atlanta. His son runs their organization. He took over for him. This gentleman made a lot of money. And he says, okay, but it's time for my son to run it. Son's done a great job. That's okay. But there's always somebody out there who wants to accuse you of racism. In this school shooting, I want to play a clip, and then we're going to go to something completely different that I've talked about on Fox. But I want to play this clip of a girl who is talking about the racial implications of guns in schools.
And Erica, you know this really well, and I want to talk about this a bit more because when you look at some of the polling numbers, 56% of Americans are against arming school teachers. But I want to talk about what DeVos, Secretary DeVos, has been doing, because sometimes that does fly under the radar, right? A segment we do here on the show. She, for example, has lifted regulatory scrutiny of predatory for-profit colleges. You've reported she's begun dismissing civil rights cases in the name of efficiency. She's proposing rules that would cut student loan relief by an estimated $13 billion. And Axios claims that the Education Department is ignoring mistreatment of transgender students. Where is our federal education system going under Secretary DeVos and the Trump administration? Yamiche, Erica?
I mean, I think that The one thing that's very interesting is that Secretary DeVos was someone who was very controversial when she was coming in. Mm-hmm. She's someone who had a very opinionated view of how the federal education system should be run, and now she's carrying this out in a very quiet way. She's doing, much like Jeff Sessions, they're doing what they said they were going to be doing, and there are some people that I've talked to, some advocates, who are very worried about the racial impact that this will have. Mm-hmm. You look at Erica's reporting, if you start arming teachers, and you look at the statistics and say that there are black and brown students who are being disciplined more than their white counterparts, you could then start seeing statistics where potentially black students are getting shot or in accidents when their teachers are trying to shoot or trying to do gun safety measures. So there's this idea that the NAACP and other advocacy groups say not only are we looking at this as an issue, but it's also the idea that racially this could be a problem.
So forgetting the racial implications of that lunatic at the end, think about everything that girl outlined. Ignoring the LGBT issues, ignoring this, what does any of that have to do with education? The answer is nothing. This is what they're focused on. They're not focused on teaching your kids how to apply math into art, how to apply math into music, how to apply science into their thinking, their philosophies, etc. The beauty of all this different stuff, all they do is look for ways. This is a problem, this is a problem, this is a problem. This is ridiculous. But, yeah. The racial implications of having guns in schools is, hey, black kids could get shot. Well, the only black kids that will probably get shot are the black kids who are probably shooting at teachers. And oh, for the record, it's probably a bigger protection to have teachers armed in schools helping black kids, because last time I checked, it's mainly white, disgruntled, suburban, leftist kids who are going and shooting up schools. This kid that shot up the Jacksonville gaming thing, they now say, yeah, he was a resistor. That's got to be great news for the left. No, he wasn't a Confederate flag wearing, card carrying member of whatever they wanted to declare, the KKK or whatever. No, he was a leftist who was a resistor along the lines of Antifa or Occupy Wall Street. And as I said, I predicted this when I heard the story. You guys probably heard me. I said, I can tell you right now that kid is a leftist. If he shot up a gaming place because he lost, he's a leftist. Everybody gets a trophy. Where's his? Unless they're going to divide the entry money equally, there is no winner. So he couldn't handle it. But here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about Max Kellerman. He's a racist. Here's what he said about Tiger Woods, who made a comment that said, look, I'm not going to say anything bad about Trump. I respect the office of the presidency and whoever's in it. Here's what Max Kellerman had to say.
That's what you're saying. If that's what you're saying, that is a stupid comment. I don't even know if he believes that that's what he's saying.
First of all, we don't know what Tiger Woods believes. He's Camden Asian. He's not black. When he got arrested, he was black. He was listed as...
So that was Max Kellerman commenting on what a grown man has to say, which, by the way, nothing incendiary. It's the way we used to be, where we said, look, I don't care who's in the office. I'll respect the office. Barack Obama, quite frankly, in my opinion, blew that. He blew that for a lot of people because people were... Now, I think people before that didn't respect Bush or whatever. To be blunt, I don't think Bush was a great president. I respect the office. I still respect the office despite the fact that we've had scumbags in it. I respect the office. But to comment that there must be something wrong with Tiger Woods for him to say that, and then Stephen K. Smith, well, he's not even black. He's not, you know, that's the stuff that gets me. That's the nonsense. Now keep in mind, this is a sports channel. Kellerman is nothing more than he's a mostly boxing commentator. He's an unaccomplished white dude that's got nothing to say for himself except he loves the sport and somehow talk his way into a job. Tiger Woods is one of the most accomplished people on the planet, and Kellerman says, I know more than he knows. That black man doesn't understand his place. How insulting is that? Welcome to leftism, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.